Phoenix Audio presents
The Heretic's Apprentice by Ellis Peters.
On the 19th day of June, when the eminent visitor arrived, Father Cadfile was in the abbot's garden, trimming off dead roses. In 3 more days, the house would be celebrating the anniversary of the translation of St. Winifred to her shrine in the church. This year there will be no ceremonial procession all the way from St. Giles at the edge of the town, as there had been 2 years previously in 1141. There her relics had rested, while proper preparation was made to receive them. And on the great day, Cadfire remembered, the threatened rain had fallen all around, yet never a drop had spattered her reliquary or its attendants. This year the celebrations would remain within the enclave. The pilgrims were already arriving in such numbers that Cadfile hardly spared a look for the steady bustle far up at the great court. It was only when Prior Robert was seen to round the corner of the cloister and head purposely for the abbot's lodging that Cadfile paused to speculate.
"We have a more than ordinarily important visitor," thought Cadfile,
not greatly surprised to see the abbot himself issue forth a few minutes later, and set off up the court with Robert striding at his side. Cadfile had not long to wait before Abbot Rodolphus and his visitor came down the court together, a man almost as tall as Rodolphus, and, in all but the shoulders, twice his width. At first glance, his was a face rounded with good living. At second glance, the lips set into a formidable and intolerant strength. The fleshy chin was seen to clothe it.